in the lectionary readings for the past week. The reading for Monday was from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. And that text reads as follows: "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." This is a very important passage of Scripture that you hear very often quoted by the fathers. And it makes two very important points about the nature of our salvation. One is that salvation is of God. It says that it is God who works in us both to will and to do. So if it wasn't for the fact that God was working in us to do his good pleasure, we could not possibly be saved. But this passage also says that we have our part to play, and that's that we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So we have our part to play, and God does his part. God will always do his part. The question is whether we will do our part or not. St. John Chrysostom says, "If you have the will, then he works the willing. Do not be afraid or weary. He gives us both zeal and performance. For when we will, he will henceforth augment our willing." If in fact we are working out our salvation, this passage says a few things about the things that will be in evidence in our life. And of course, the first one is that we are in fact working out our salvation, that we're struggling to become the kinds of people that God wants us to be, and that we're not just being careless. Also, that we're doing so with fear and trembling. Not the kind of fear and trembling that a slave would have in the face of his master, who might be an unjust master, but a fear that is born of reverence and trembling because of the seriousness of the matter. I was talking with Nick some time ago about the stakes in the altar that people make out of carelessness, and he made a comparison with safety on the job. And he said, when you're dealing with dangerous machinery, every time you approach that machinery, you have to do so with a certain amount of trepidation of the seriousness of which of the thing that you're about to operate. And if you lose that fear, you're going to get hurt. And Nick's a safety officer, so that's the reason why he thinks about that kind of stuff. But the same thing is true of our salvation. If we get to the point where we're no longer approaching the things of God with that reverent fear and trembling, then we become careless. We no longer have the seriousness that the issue warrants in our life. Also, we will have a serenity and a certainty about our life. We won't be murmuring or disputing. There will be a purity in our life. St. Paul talks about how the Philippians were blameless and harmless, and that they were sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a perverse nation. We live in a perverse nation that's becoming increasingly perverse. And if we are really trying to live the Christian life, we will be characterized by a purity that sets us apart. Not that we are arrogant, not that we look down our nose at other people, but there's just certain things that we're not going to participate in, certain things that we're not going to do. And if we catch ourselves being just like everyone else, we have to ask the question of whether we really are who we say we are. I've mentioned this story before, and I'll mention it again for those of you who might not have heard it, but my older brother, he's a Nazarene minister, and he told me once when he was in high school, because he had always been raised in the church like I was, but when he was in high school, he was not the most sterling Nazarene that you might have ever ran into, and he went to a Cheap Trick concert, which those of you who are a little older will remember who they are. But at this concert, he started to notice that there were people engaging in lewd behavior. There were people who were smoking pot. There are people who are doing all kinds of things that were not Christian. And the thought occurred to him, I wonder if there are any other Christians in this concert besides me. And then he thought a little bit longer and he said, I wonder if I'm a Christian being in this concert. And that's what we should be asking ourselves when we're acting like everyone else is this the kind of behavior that Christians behave, engage in? And am I in fact behaving like a Christian myself? And also, someone who's working out their salvation, fear and trembling, is going to have a missionary outreach. Their light, their purity is going to shine like lights in the world, St. Paul says, holding forth the word of life. We set ourselves apart from the world not because we want to be like the Amish and just live our own lives and not care about anybody else. Not to say that that's a totally fair characterization of the Amish, but they definitely set themselves apart more so than the church would say was a balanced way of looking at at the Christian life. We are in the world, but not of the world. We should be different from other people. People should look to us and see things in our lives that are different from those that are not believers. And they should see things in our life that make them interested in becoming like us and interested in asking about our faith. So let us not take lightly our salvation, but rather with fear and trembling, labor to do God's will, asking for his grace and his strength that we might be shining lights in the world and cause others to seek him. Amen.